Sometimes it can happen on a Friday afternoon that a person's running late, and when they get to shul, they find that not only have they missed Mincha, but they've also missed Kabbalat Shabbat, and the Tzibur is already up to Birchot Kriyat Shema. So what should they do in this case? Can they daven Mincha? Do they need to go straight into Maariv? What is it they should do? So the Shulchan Aruch in Orach Chaim, Simrei Samach Gimel, Sif Tet Vav, says that a person who comes to shul late on Erev Shabbat, but hasn't davened Mincha and finds that the Tzibur has already brought in Shabbat, he can't daven Mincha in that shul, but he should go outside the shul and daven Mincha and then come in and daven Maariv with the Tzibur. And the Achronim explain that this is because the shul has sort of turned into a time zone of Shabbat, if you like, a territory where Shabbat is being observed. Kedushat Shabbat applies to the shul, and therefore it's a zilzul to the shul to daven Mincha in a place where for the weekday where they've already brought in Shabbat. The Achronim ask the question and say, hold on a minute, how is it that he can daven Mincha at all? Shulchan Aruch in the same siman establishes that the miut, a small number of people, are dragged, as it were, after the majority, meaning that if the shul has davened Maariv, then brought in Shabbat, then that's binding even on a few people who haven't come to shul. So this is, in actual fact, a whole shira in its own right, the circumstances under which we'll apply that. But certainly in its purest sense, that you've got a small village and there's 11 people in the village, 10 of them have davened, brought in Shabbat in the shul, and the 11th is running late. He comes to shul. Shabbat is definitely in for him, even though he hasn't yet davened Mincha. How can he daven Mincha outside in the corridor or the next room, whatever it is? So the Mishnah Brura answers in the Bi'alach and says this notion that the miut, the minority, are dragged after to the majority in terms of bringing in Shabbat, that only applies as far as Issur Melacha is concerned, but it doesn't apply as far as Tefillah is concerned. And the Aruch HaShulchan explains that we apply this din only L'chumra, that's to be strict, that a person can't do any Melacha, but not L'kula, not to be lenient, that they can no longer daven a weekday Mincha. What if they got to shul not quite so late, but they got to shul just at the end of the Rav's Drasha, before Baruch Hu? So should they respond to Baruch Hu or not? So this is also addressed in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch says that if a person responded to Baruch Hu and brought in Shabbat by responding to Baruch Hu, then you can't daven Mincha any longer, because you've turned it into being Shabbat, and you have to daven Maariv Shabbat twice. So the big question is, what if a person didn't have intention to be Mekabel Shabbat by saying Baruch Hu in this instance? So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in Igrot Moshe Orach Chaim Chelek Gimel Siman Lamed Zayin, where he addresses this point, and he observes that the Hagat Maimoniot and the Mordechai both have a slightly different formulation than that used by the Mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch. They say that if a person answers to Baruch Hu with the Kahal, then he can no longer daven a weekday Mincha. However, Rav Moshe points out that the Shulchan Aruch adds in and says the person answers Baruch Hu and accepts Shabbat, indicating that if a person doesn't accept Shabbat, then Shabbat hasn't come in for them, at least as far as davening Mincha is concerned. Rav Moshe's conclusion is that if a person just without thinking too much about it responded to Baruch Hu, so then they've brought in Shabbat and they can't daven Mincha any longer. But if they have negative kavana, that they want to respond to Baruch Hu but they don't want to bring in Shabbat, then that's effective, and then they can still daven Mincha, provided they obviously go outside of the shul to do so. Rav Avadia Yosef has a tshuva on this subject in Yechaveh Dat, Chelik Vav Siman Yud Chet, and he cites several Rishonim to the point that you can't actually make a negative tanai here, and once you've said responded to Baruch Hu on Friday night, whether you like it or not, you've brought in the Shabbat. So he says that in this instance, the person shouldn't respond to Baruch Hu, even though they hear Dvarim Shebikdush, and generally speaking, you have to respond to them. He says in this case, you shouldn't respond, and then you'll be able to daven a weekday Mincha. In Sefer Yalkut Yosef by Rav Yitzchak Yosef, he says that the best thing to do would be to respond to Baruch Baruch in your head, behirhur, but not verbally. And that way you haven't accepted Shabbat, and you can still have a mincha. But obviously the best thing is always to try and get to shul on time, though sometimes that just doesn't work out. Ad kan.